What is the incidence of NRG1 gene fusions in non-small cell lung cancer? And what is the best way to test for these?
Absolutely. So NRG1 is something that is actually emerging as a validated biomarker in non-small cell lung cancer. NRG1 is actually a ligand that binds to both HER3 and HER4, and it really works by downstream signaling and becomes oncogenic by virtue of a NRG1 gene fusion. In terms of the frequency, it's one of the rarer alterations in non-small cell lung cancer. We see it about 0.3% of the time. Fusion panels are the ones that can detect NRG1 fusions. We do suggest that patients that are undergoing DNA sequencing alone also undergo RNA sequencing so that we can adequately look for NRG1 fusions. There are actually registry data as well as ongoing clinical trials, especially for patients with NRG1 fusions across different solid tumors.
Please describe some available and/or investigational therapies targeting NRG1 fusions in lung cancer. When do you consider these for patients?
So there are currently two drugs, monoclonal antibodies, in development in clinical trial for patients with NRG1 fusion-driven solid tumors. One of them is zenosutuzumab, and the other one is seribantumab. Both of these drugs are showing preliminary activity in these tumors, but we must not forget that there is also data with afatinib in patients with NRG1 fusion. So I think something to look out for as we get more mature clinical data.
What is the incidence of HER3 alterations in non-small cell lung cancer, and what is the best way to test for alterations in HER3 expression?
At this year's top 10 oncogenic markers, we discussed several different targets that have become increasingly actionable in the non-small cell lung cancer space. One of these is HER3, which seems to be a predominant driver in the post-EGFR mutant progression setting after third generation EGFR TKIs. We find that there are several drugs that can target HER3. Some of these are antibody drug conjugates that are being evaluated with significantly good activity and efficacy. I think currently the way that we have been defining HER3 has been with IHC, but I think in the future we will be looking at more refined criteria of detecting and diagnosing patients with HER3 alterations.
What are available or investigational therapies targeting HER3 in lung cancer? When do you consider these therapies for patients?
So there are currently agents in development that target HER3, and these have been looked at in two different kinds of populations. In the population that is pre-treated with an EGFR targeted therapy, either with or without chemotherapy, and the other population is without any actionable genomic alterations. And I think we do see the activity of pertuzumab, which is one of the leading contenders in the HER3 space. There is currently nothing available or FDA approved or off the shelf for these agents, but I think these drugs show pretty good efficacy, and I think more to come on this.
What is the incidence of TROP2 alterations in non-small cell lung cancer, and what is the best way to test for these?
TROP2 is a very interesting biomarker. It's a transmembrane glycoprotein, but it's highly expressed in lung cancer. It's actually expressed in a lot of solid tumors. But high expression of TROP2 has been associated with the poor prognosis. And therefore, I think this is a very good target because you can target it as well as perhaps, not only inhibit downstream signaling, but also improve our therapeutic options. There is no current testing recommendation for TROP2. It is identified by immunohistochemistry, but currently there is no biomarker for it.
Please describe some available and/or investigational therapies targeting TROP2 overexpression in lung cancer. When do you consider these therapies for your patients?
So there are two drugs that are being evaluated specifically in this category against TROP2, both antibody drug conjugates. One of them is sacituzumab, and the other one is Potamab, deruxtecan, also called as Dato-DXd. Both of these studies have been studied in lung cancer. They have shown activity. There is ongoing interest in developing these drugs. There is, in fact, a phase 3 trial evaluating Dato-DXd versus docetaxel in patients with metastatic non-small cell lung cancer. This is the TROPION-Lung01 study. And I think at this year's ASCO, we also saw that there's a trials in progress, a phase 3 trial for sacituzumab versus docetaxel as well. This is called the EVOKE-01. And then against, in combination with pembrolizumab for sacituzumab, also called EVOKE-02, the first line non-small cell lung cancer setting. So a lot of interest around these drugs, and I think they may be potential game changers in the future.
Are there any adverse events associated with TROP2 targeted agents that you look for?
I think one of the things we should think of with TROP2 antibodies is that they do cause myelosuppression, alopecia, mucositis, but they may also be associated with ILD, and that's something that we need to watch for and monitor as our patients get treated with these agents.